With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. New details are emerging about the shooting Sunday night at the Gilroy Garlic Festival. Police say an alleged gunman killed three people. The victims include two children and one adult. KAZU's Doug McKnight was at a police briefing Monday morning and joins me in the studio. So, Doug, what can you tell us about the victims?
Well, there are three victims. According to the Santa Clara County's coroner's office, the victims include a six-year-old boy named Stephen Romero, a 13-year-old girl named Kayla Salazar, and a 20-year-old man who hasn't been named yet. 15 others were injured and taken to hospitals in Gilroy and the Bay Area. Here's Gilroy Police Chief Scott Smithy.
Well, I think any time a life is lost, it's a tragedy. But when it's young people, it's even worse.
The chief was visibly shaken and added they still don't know the motive for the shooting.
And what are police telling us about what unfolded?
The police chief says there were officers scattered throughout the festival, so when the call came in, three officers responded immediately. They confronted the suspected shooter. The police chief says the suspect was armed with an AK-47-style rifle. The officers were out armed with just handguns, but were able to kill the suspected shooter. Gilroy Mayor Roland Velasco says officers responded quickly, within less than a minute.
It takes remarkable bravery to run to a shooting when the natural reaction for all of us is to run away. We are so proud of our law enforcement, who undoubtedly saved many lives by putting their own lives in danger.
The mayor says police potentially prevented a lot of bloodshed.
And what do we know about the alleged gunman?
Police say the shooting suspect is a 19-year-old Gilroy resident, Santino William Ligan. The police chief says the rifle used was purchased legally in Nevada less than 3 weeks ago. The investigation is still ongoing. Police are searching for a possible second suspect.
And Doug, knowing that festival goers just ran out of the park, can you tell us about what the scene is like now at the festival?
The festival takes place at Christmas Hill Park. The entire area is now a crime scene, not just the area where the shooting occurred. Areas are surrounded with crime scene tape and the roads are blocked. The police chief says people just ran and left their belongings. Law enforcement has set up a perimeter around the park and no one will be allowed back in until they're done collecting evidence. One vendor asked the police this morning when he could get back in, but at this point he's just waiting to get back to his booth.
And how is the community reacting?
The Gilroy Garlic Festival has been going on for 41 years and today draws about 100,000 people. The annual festival celebrates Gilroy's deep agricultural roots, garlic being one of the top crops. Gilroy Mayor Roland Velasco says the community is resilient and will get through this, but also said you can never expect such a tragedy in your own town. Here's Mayor Roland Velasco.
Mass gun violence is an epidemic in the United States, and yet one never imagined such a thing can happen here in our beautiful community.
Police have set up a hotline and are asking anyone with pictures, video, or information to call. That number is 408-846-0583. You can also find that number on our website at kazu.org.
Thank you, Doug, and we'll keep you updated on this story as information comes in. I'm Erica Mahoney. This is KAZU News.